Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today we are speaking with OilX. They recently acquired a 100% interest in the Cambay project in India, and they are also able to acquire 100% interest in the Doyle Peel exploration license in the East Irish Sea offshore UK. And here to tell us all about the prospects of the company is Roland Wessel, CEO and director. Hello, Roland, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you were recently appointed as Chief Executive Officer and director of the company to lead OilX through the next phase of its development. Tell us about your experience and what attracted you to take the role at OilX.
So I've had a lot of experience of developing fields and tackling difficult geological challenges, and I am pretty enthused by the company's assets in India and also in the UK North Sea, in the East Irish Sea.
And you seem to have a lot of experience in working in the UK as well.
Yes, I ran a company called Star Energy for some 15 years. That was basically built from scratch, and it was a full rollout and field development program. Plus, we developed a pretty serious gas storage business. In fact, we built the only gas storage facility in recent times in the UK. So we did a variety of things, and I just love building companies.
Well, that sounds amazing. So your managing director, Mr. Joel Solomon, said, "I look forward to closely working with Roland as we move into an exciting new phase of OilX's growth." So it sounds like the team are very enthusiastic about the future prospects of the company.
Yes, we are. I think Joe and I, we just think the same way, and we share the same sort of values. In particular, we believe in the future of natural gas as part of the energy mix globally. I'm all for sustainable energy, renewable energy, but I think natural gas is going to be very important for the developing world over the next 30 to 40 years. And Cambay in India, for example, has something like 970 BCF of contingent gas resources. So in a country that's very heavily reliant on natural gas, we think there's a promising future for the Cambay field. Having said that, it's not a slam dunk in terms of how we're going to develop that field. There are some technical issues that we need to resolve. But again, that's something that I enjoy. I do enjoy tricky field developments. And the good thing about India is that the marketplace is very receptive to natural gas. The gas pricing is relatively high. It's a relatively cheap operating base. We've got some good people on the ground there. So we're pretty enthusiastic about that. We're also very enthusiastic about our opportunities in the UK as well.
So you enjoy a challenge. That's very good, Roland, in overcoming them. So going back to the Cambay gas field in India, so OilX recently announced that they acquired the remaining 55% they did not own to have 100% interest for a purchase price of US $2.2 million subject to binding sell and purchase agreement. So this was an important milestone for the company. So how are things progressing with regard to finalizing the binding sell and purchase agreement and your plans for moving the project forward?
The sale and purchase agreement is finalized, it's executed. The only thing that remains is the ratification of the deal by the Indian government, which is a formality, and we expect that to come through over the next 3 months or so. And it also means that right now we can progress the technical work that we're doing. So we're assuming that the ratification will come through, and we're not sitting on our hands. We're actually progressing the technical work, the development of well programs. We hope to be drilling two new vertical wells, which may be extended to horizontal producers. We hope to do that early next year. And we're working a well program up to that end.
And was the gas field at Cambay, was that previously in production?
Yes, it's quite an old field. It's got over 60 wells, and it was an ONGC well, sorry, ONGC field, and it's been on production. It's still producing a minor amount, but we are basically doing a field redevelopment, and there's a lot of gas left to be exploited.
And so that means that it's basically a brownfield project as opposed to greenfield because you already know the gas is there.
Absolutely. Yeah, brownfield is a very good description. We have a lot of offset well data. Some of the wells are very, very old, but the data set is pretty strong. Bonnie, the difficulty is the formations are what we're classifying in the oil business as type formations. So the wells have to be drilled in a particular way, and they probably need to be stimulated so that we can get good production per well. And historically, the wells have been vertical. They've been relatively minor in terms of production. We plan to drill a couple of vertical test wells, and then we will drill out of those wells and make them horizontal wells. And horizontal wells are the way you really actually get your production rates up and your recovery rates up.
Yes, well, I'm from Canada, so I'm quite familiar with how that technical aspect works and advancement in technology to do that. So let's move on to the Doyle Peel license in the East Irish Sea. How are the technical studies progressing on that license?
We are making progress. We haven't finished the technical evaluation, and that wasn't helped by COVID last year, obviously. But we've asked the OGA for an extension to the preliminary phase of the license so that we can finish the technical work off. It's a very prospective area. The location is next to the giant fields, Morecambe, North Morecambe. So, we're pretty enthusiastic about the licenses, but they are still at the exploration phase, and we will need to drill one or two exploration wells to evaluate those two prospects.
And do you see other opportunities in the UK?
We do. As I said before, very enthusiastic about the need for natural gas going forward, and very mindful that any natural gas production should be done in a close to carbon neutral method as possible. So as I mentioned before, we want to leverage off the gas storage experience that I had at Star-Energy, and basically looking very, very seriously at carbon capture and sequestration opportunities. So in other words, natural gas production simultaneously taking CO2 and storing it in depleted reservoirs. That's our model going forward.
That's great. And what news flow can investors expect over the coming months?
I think in the near term, the main news will be the ratification of the Cambay deal by the Indian government, and we will then be announcing our drilling program to drill the two new wells in the field, and hopefully we'll get some news flow both on the technical work we're doing on the Peel Doyle fields, but also potentially looking at additional assets, producing assets in the UK.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting time for the company. Thank you very much, Roland, for joining us, and we look forward to speaking with you again and hearing all about your progress.
Okay, thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.